It is Tuesday, which means it's Anti-Noise Pollution League Day here at the station, in which we highlight a restaurant that not only features an incredible dining experience, but also has an atmosphere that is conducive for casual conversation. There's no loud music in the background thumping away and making you drop glasses or forks or
have
whatever.
A headache or...
Today's restaurant is the Bete Folle Gourmande, which is at 744 Girard Street East in... The Riverdale section of Chinatown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And joining us is the owner, Chef Pascal Geoffroy. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us, for anyone who's never been to your restaurant before, give us a quick overview.
Oh, my restaurant is here for 15 years now. It opened the first time in 2004. And I take over like 5 years ago, like in 2013. On like a chef and owner, and we transform this on the bistro. We will call this bistronomy more than bistro.
Mm. And why is that? What's the difference exactly?
The difference between bistro and bistronomy. Bistro mean like fast, and the bistronomy is something fast, but with the elegance of plating.
Oh.
You know, and and the fine is between the fine dining and the bistro. You know, it's very popular this time in France now. It's a very item go fast in France.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to bring here to make something like a little bit different than we have usually to see.
Now, for a lot of people, the thought of French food almost scares them because it's too heavy, it's too creamy, it's too... whatever, but you're not like that.
No, because I'm from south of France and from Provence, mm-hmm. and my cuisine is more like olive oil, herbs, garlic. We don't use too much cream, very little, and mm-hmm. Butter, same.
Right.
Very little butter. But the most we have more in vegetable, fish, and olive oil. We make meat too, you know, mm-hmm. but the priority of the menu is vegetable and fish.
Nice.
But you know, Pascal, here I am staring at your menu, and I'm looking at goat cheese mascarpone éclair. Now, look at, I'd go just for that.
Yeah.
Well, you've got one guaranteed customer
right there. Mascarpone, are you kidding me? That's stunning, that combination. I can't wait.
No, we make this dish because we want something fresh, and we serve goat cheese mascarpone together to make the goat cheese more creamy and and to add on the top some fruit. We use at this time we use like figs,
mm-hmm.
and some cherry tomato, you know.
Oh,
I know.
And we sell it. People like it because it's not too heavy, because the portion is right amount, and people is very enjoy with this.
How many people can your restaurant sit?
50 people.
50 people, so a very intimate space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very intimate, and we want to keep like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the atmosphere is nice and...
the atmosphere, we create a French bistro for the neighborhood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People feel like we are at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we invite people. We want to make people feel like I'm at home dining with a friend,
mm-hmm.
you know. And for that, we keep very intimate and not so much loud,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and just the ambience.
Mm-hmm.
And people very enjoy.
Is it important to make a reservation at your restaurant?
During the week, no. It's not very important to make reservation during the week. On the weekend, it's better to make reservation.
Right.
Right.
Because it's true that the restaurant is more popular in the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's more destination now than people just walk.
Mm-hmm.
But we see the change. People
mm-hmm.
now in the neighborhood walking and stop without reservation.
Okay.
But it's still okay on during the week,
mm-hmm.
To come like this,
yes.
you know. And but on the weekend is better to make a reservation.
Now, you've been cooking, it says in your bio, since you were 14. What
yes.
was it that attracted you to this profession?
Oh, first I start in the industry like waiters. You know,
okay,
I learned
sure.
in the dining room first, mm-hmm. in the big hotel in France, in south of France, a mini star in the movie, in the movie industry yes. go. Mm-hmm. And I see the kitchen all the time, and I was more interested by the cooking, you know, mm-hmm. than serving. Mm-hmm. Donc, I switch, and I feel like I was enjoy cooking, you know. My mom is a great cook, mm-hmm. My grandma too, and I feel like it's my direction. Mm-hmm. But the most thing he give me the passion for that is my teacher. I have a great teacher in the school for the culinary school, mm-hmm. and he give me very very something that I very enjoy. Mm-hmm. And it's very it's more passion than it's
sure
walk.
Uh-huh. Right. One thing I noticed in one of the pictures on your Facebook page and yep. stuff, you actually come out and speak to people. So you really have to be. Affable and as well, when you're a chef, but keeps you pretty busy, no?
Yeah, but the thing is, my point is to the transmission. I'm also the teacher in France for 15 years, and I have a lot of apprentices in my restaurant in France. Okay. And I work with the team now. We work for 6 years together.
Uh-huh.
They are ready to second me mm-hmm. in the kitchen to make something like I want and like we want to serve at people.
Mm-hmm.
And I always take the time to see my customer because it's important for me to see who I have in the restaurant,
right?
You know, and people appreciate, and and for me, it make me enjoy to see people appreciate my food and the ambience of the restaurant.
Mm, nice,
that is fantastic.
Isn't
okay, I like to ask this of everyone that we have in for this feature. I know it's probably like picking between your children, but if you had to pick a favorite of yours from the menu, what would it be?
My favorite for the menu now is, we call this, I have many.
You know? I'm sure.
But we have a dish in Provence we call bourride. Bourride is like a version of bouillabaisse,
mm-hmm.
but with a fragrance of citrus, like orange and
really?
Lime. Donc, we marinate all the fish, all the seafood in the orange and lime, mm-hmm. Zest and juice, and olive oil. And after that, we cook in the fish too, and we serve in the bowl, and a little bit aioli on top, and that's it.
Oh, I'm glad you
man.
Asked, Mike.
Man, oh man, I am.
Wow.
I'm starting to salivate
I know,
already.
I know. I don't want to go home.
Pascal, it sounds like an amazing, amazing
really
restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you so much for coming in today
chatting
with us.
Thank you to invite me to explain about this.
Oh, it's great. Our pleasure.
We've been speaking to the owner, Chef Pascal Geoffroy of Petit Fol Gourmand, the best French food in Chinatown. And they are at 744 Girard Street East. They are members of the Anti-Noise Pollution League, an initiative that we've put together that highlights restaurants that have an incredible dining experience with an atmosphere in which you can actually talk to each other instead of having loud, booming music going on in the background. If you want to find out more about the league, go to our Facebook page or our website, classicalfm.ca.